Thank you, team. What a great job. What a great job. If you have your Bibles with you today, I'm going to ask you to please open up to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Tomorrow, there will be about 2 hours of school left. I talked with Debbie just a minute, and she said she can't believe that this year has gone as quickly as it has. And then she let out this sigh that went, whew. I'm not sure why that is, Debbie, but I'm sure it has something to do with a summer to be able to relax and recuperate and get ready for the next year. Is that right? But you know, as I was contemplating what to speak on this morning, I couldn't help but think of the things that we think about. And so Philippians 4:8 kind of gives us a little direction in that regard. Now, when you look at Proverbs chapter 23, the 7th verse, it reads like this: for as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. And then Paul in Philippians chapter 4 tells us the types of things that we ought to think in our heart so that we can be what God wants us to be. And as we consider this type of thing, it would be wise for us to look at our own lives and our own minds and think, okay, where do I fit into this? Different people have different personalities, they view things differently, and they think differently. And that's all right. You know, to be able to look at things from a little different perspective is perfectly okay. But in all things, we should seriously consider, and in fact, we should submit to thinking the way that God would have us think. Because it doesn't matter what our wish is when we place it in the realm of what God wants us to think and how He wants us to view life and how He wants us to view our opportunities in Him. So, folks, now I'm going to shock you with this. I want to tell you something. It's not about you. All right? It's not about me. It's about Jesus. It's about what God wants for each of us. And if we are to be the best that we can possibly be in this life for Christ, we have to do it God's way. And in Philippians chapter 4, the 8th verse, the Apostle Paul writes these words. He says, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. That last phrase lets you realize that you are the one in control of what you think about. The enemy of our souls tries his best to interject into our hearts, into our minds, things that are not right. You know, like he will take us back to our past. And folks, every one of us has a past. I don't care who you are. You have a past. There has been something in your life, some time in your life, when you have disobeyed God and you know that you were disobeying God, and that gives you a past. Some people's pasts are, as we look at it, are more horrendous than others. But that doesn't mean that ours isn't important then. We all have a past. And Satan comes and he likes to perch on our shoulders and remind us of what our past is. And he tries to pull us down with that. And he tries to defeat us. And he tries to discourage us with that. But when we have come to Christ, when we have sought forgiveness, when we have sought cleansing and restoration, with God, in God's view, that past is gone. It's gone. And no matter how many times Satan tries to bring that up, remember, he is the accuser of the brethren. And as an accuser, he has a job to do, and that is to continually try to make us fall back into past behaviors. And so when, as the accuser of the brethren, he comes and he perches on our shoulder and he says, man, I don't know how you could possibly think that God could love you after what you've done. Do you remember? And we sometimes get caught in that trap of taking the time to reflect upon what we've done instead of replacing that thought with what God has done. And so Paul, in writing to the church at Philippi, says, look, if you're going to win genuine spiritual victory, you have to focus your mind on the things that are not bringing you down or others, but instead focusing on the things that lift. And so, I just want to share with you very briefly how you can win the battle for your mind that is going on and remind you that you are the one in control there. Satan can't control your thoughts. He can interject, but he cannot control. To be honest with you, God can't control your thoughts. He as well can interject, but he can't control. You must make the decision and the determination to think the things and to focus your mind on the things that are going to bless your life. And so, let's consider this. The very first thing is we need to consider that we need to focus on timely thoughts, on those things that are true. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are those areas of life that are going to bless you. You know, many people live in the past. That's where they live. Their usefulness is limited because they dwell so much on what happened back then, and they don't focus on what is available right now for me. And so living in the past is living in a time that you can't change. But living in this present time, you can have decisions that honor God and bless your life. And so think timely thoughts. Someone once said that Satan is a grave digger and all he can do is dig up bones. I kind of like that. He can't produce life. All that he can do is stir up death. It's all he can do. But when you're in Christ, you are alive. Don't let him kill you and kill your passion for Christ. Don't let Satan destroy. Think those timely thoughts. What do I have now that I can do? And what type of a future do I have? If you are in Christ, you have a future of eternal life in Jesus Christ. You have the promise of heaven. You have the promise of peace and joy. The promise of love and grace. You have all of these things before you. So don't think time past. Think time present toward the future. All right, so think timely thoughts and you'll not dwell in the past. Secondly, think honest thoughts. That's what the second part of this is. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable or honest. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of people practice dishonesty. They do. They'll lie. They'll cheat. They'll steal. And they'll try to get you to do the same. Don't allow dishonesty to become a part of your life. It does not honor God. Jesus Christ himself said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Doesn't mean that he tells the truth. It means he is the truth. And when someone tries to fill you full of garbage, don't embrace it. Instead, take your mind and focus on the things that are honest and that are honorable thoughts. Dishonesty breeds deceit, guilt, and destruction. However, honesty brings freedom. Jesus himself said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So we have to be honest in all things. We must be honest with God. We must be honest with ourselves. We must be honest with others. Think honest thoughts. Number three, think inspiring thoughts. Think inspiring thoughts. Whatever is honorable, whatever is right. You know, whatsoever things are, one translation says, whatsoever things are just, let your mind dwell on these things. Christians should reject satanic suggestions and discouraging unjust and dismal thoughts. Christians should not be pessimists. All right? They shouldn't be. When Christians become pessimists, they have allowed sin to come into their lives. We need to consider that seriously. All right? Negative thinking and focusing on all that is negative and all that could go wrong, you know, the old Murphy's Law way of thinking. If anything can go wrong, it will, and at the worst possible moment. Those who focus those kinds of things are sinning before God. Because God is the God who gives hope, who gives a future, who gives a promise. And when we focus on that which is negative, we are telling God, "Look, I don't believe that you have hope for me. I don't believe your promises. I don't believe this stuff about you." And we call God a liar. You see, pessimism, negative thinking, negative communication, all of that is spoken against in the Scriptures and must be expelled from the Christian's life. But you control that. No one else. Christians should dwell on thoughts that stimulate and push them towards productive Christian living. Negative thinking doesn't do that. So we have to be careful there. Upright and inspiring thoughts help us and help us put into practice the fruit of the Spirit. When you look at the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness, compassion, all of those things, you don't find anything negative there. It is all positive. God is a positive God. He's not the God of the negative. Don't fall for Satan's trap to try to get you to think poorly of yourself or others. That's a trap. The next thing is that we are told to think, if you will, noble thoughts, or thoughts that are pure. Thoughts that are noble. Our world today staggers under the weight of immorality. Our world staggers under this whole weight of just leading towards sensuality and the breakdown of morals. You know, it's absolutely crazy the direction that our world's going. And we need to take the world's messages and push them aside and realize that God has a greater plan, greater message for us. I wonder why commercials on TV and sporting events don't show the effects of alcohol at the end of the night. They don't show that, do they? They don't show the person puking outside the door. They don't show the person that has gotten so stupid. And by the way, if you look at the book of Proverbs, that's exactly what the book of Proverbs says. Strong drink makes a man stupid. They don't show that in the commercials. What do they show? The happy good times? You know, all of that kind of stuff. They don't show the reality of what's what. And so it's crazy that we allow ourselves to be taken in by that kind of thing. Our Heavenly Father is the King of Kings. We are His children, and we should think noble thoughts. Thoughts of purity. Thoughts that honor Him. And then last, we should think kingdom thoughts. Whatsoever things are lovely, if they are of good report, let your mind dwell on these things. Positive thoughts help us to reach for the highest and for the best, and negative thoughts try to drag us down or put others beneath us. That's not of God. Instead, when we think about God's kingdom, when we think about God's promises, that helps us to reach out to build people and to build the kingdom of God. I don't know about you, but I absolutely detest being around negative, critical thinkers. I really do. Because they bring you down. But those who have hope, those who have a positive direction in life, those who have realistic expectations of themselves and others, those are the people I want to be around. Because they build the spirit and the character of the church. Cautious what you allow to influence you. You have control over your mind. No one else does. Get out of this, well, if I'd have had this, or if I'd have been that, or if I could have been this person, or if they would have done things this way, or whatever. Get out of that. That doesn't do anything. Instead, focus on Christ, what He has done. Focus on His love and His grace. Focus on the forgiveness that He has given you. Focus on the future that He has for you. And your life will be blessed. Let's stand. We're going to have a closing word of prayer, and I want to thank you for being here this morning. I again thank the team for that inspiring leadership this morning and in the service. God bless you folks. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our gracious Father, teach us to be like You. Lord, teach us that whenever a negative, critical thought comes into our mind, Lord, teach us to dispel it out of our mind so that it doesn't flow out of our mouth. Father, teach us to focus upon Your grace, on Your compassion. Teach us to remember that when we look at someone else and desire to criticize where they're at or what they've done, Father, teach us to remember that there was something we needed forgiveness for as well. And Father, help us then to be able to not speak those things that are destructive and derogatory. Now, Father, may this day, may our hearts be focused towards You, towards life. Lord, let us be a people who are filled with the joy of the future and that promise to be with You. We love You and we thank You for Your love for us. For it's in Your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for being here today. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus.